Hello, and welcome again to the Slider Insider, the sprint car racing podcast with a name that sounds vulgar, but it's not, and dirty because it is. My name is Sean. I'm your host. Let's get into episode number 25 for September 6th, 2023. Hello and welcome everybody back to the Slider Insider Sprint Car Racing Podcast. It's been a couple weeks since we had the last episode, becoming a bi-weekly show at this point, but working full-time job outside of doing this on the side and family and all that kind of stuff too, so we'll get back into things and catch up over the last 2 weeks. So on August 25th, World of Outlaws were at River Cities. A quick time for the night was Brad Sweet at 9.587 seconds. For the main event, it was Logan Schuchart picking up the win. Sheldon Hodenschild in second. Donnie Schatz in third. Brad Sweet fourth. Carson Macedo fifth. Hard Charger was Brock Zierfoska on plus 12, 22nd to 10th. Next night, on August 26th, World of Outlaws were at Red River Valley Speedway. Quick time was David Gravel at 11.846 seconds. For the main event, it was Logan Schuchart picking up his second in a row. David Gravel in second. Buddy Kofoid in third. Gio Selzy fourth. James McFadden in fourth and fifth. Hard Charger was Tanner Holmes going plus 7, 19th to 12th. Jumping ahead to August 31st, they were at Skagit. Skagit Nationals, night one. Quick time went to Tanner Holmes at 11.023 seconds. For the main event, it was Sheldon Hodenschild picking up the win. Brad Sweet in second. Gio Selzy third. Tanner Holmes in fourth. Spencer Basin fifth. Hard Charger was Sheldon Hodenschild going plus 15, 16th to first. Next night, World of Outlaws were back at Skagit for night two, the Skagit Nationals on September 1st. Quick time went to David Gravel at 11.738 seconds. For the main event, it was Rico Avery picking up the win. Sheldon Hodenschild in second. Corey Day in third. Donnie Schatz fourth. David Gravel in fifth. Hard Charger was Robbie Price going plus 10, 25th to 15th. Next night, back for the final night of Skagit Nationals, World of Outlaws on September 2nd. Quick time with Rico Avery at 11.590 seconds. For the main event, Brad Sweet picked up the win. Corey Day in second. James McFadden in third. Buddy Kofoid in fourth. David Gravel fifth. Hard Charger was Corey Day going plus 8, 10th to second. And the World of Outlaws returned on September 4th at Grays Harbor. Quick time went to Rico Aber at 12.94 seconds. For the main event was Logan Schuchart picking up the win. Rico Aber second. Donnie Schatz third. Brad Sweet fourth. Corey Day fifth. Hard Charger was James McFadden going plus 14, 21st to 7th. Following those events, the current point standings is Brad Sweet in first. David Gravel in second. Carson Macedo in third. Logan Schuchart in fourth. Gio Selzy currently fifth in World of Outlaw points. Next, we had the All-Star Circuit of Champions. On August 25th, they were at Tri-City Motor Speedway. Quick time was Zeb Wise at 10.332 seconds. The main event was Zeb Wise picking up the win. Kerry Mattson in second. Craig Kenzer third. Chris Windham fourth. Bill Balog in fifth. Hard Charger was Greg Wilson going plus 11, 17th. The 6th. Next night on August 26th, the All-Stars were at Butler Speedway for the Mace Thomas Classic. Quick time was Tyler Courtney at 12.489 seconds. For the main event, it was Tyler Courtney picking up the win. Kerry Mattson second. Chris Windham in third. J.J. Hickel in fourth. Adam Kekich fifth. Hard Charger was Chris Windham going plus 10. 13th to 3rd. Then on September 1st, the All-Stars went to Attica Quick time was Tyler Courtney at 13.241 seconds. For the main event, Kerry Mattson picked up the win. Tyler Courtney in second. Kyle Reinhardt in third. Zeb Wise fourth. Craig Mintz fifth. Hard charger was Cale Thomas going plus 11, 21st to 10th. Next night, they concluded things at Attica on September 2nd. Quick time went to Tyler Courtney at 12.907 seconds. For the main event was Zeb Wise picking up the win. Tyler Courtney in second. Kerry Mattson third. Kyle Reinhardt fourth. Chris Windham in fifth. Hard charger was Craig Kinzer going plus 6, 23rd to 17th. Following the events, current All-Star Circuit of Champions points, Zeb Wise in first, Chris Windham in second, Tyler Courtney in third, Cy Lynch fourth, J.J. Hickel fifth. Next, we have the IRA sprints. They were in action August 25th at 34 Raceway. Quick time went to Brenham Crouch at 12.961 seconds. For the main event, it was Aaron Reitzel picking up the win. Brandon Wimmer in second. Austin McCarl in third. Zach Hampton in fourth. Brenham Crouch fifth. Hard charger was Jake Newman going plus 8, 24th to 16th. The next time, the 26th, the IRA sprints were scheduled to be at I-55, along with the Moe sprints. That event, unfortunately, was rained out. Then the IRA sprints moved on to Dodge County Speedway on September 1st. Quick time was Bill Balog at 16.291 seconds. For the main event, it was Scotty Thiel picking up the win. Brenham Crouch second, Bill Balog third, Jordan Goldsberry in fourth, and Joel Myers Jr. in fifth. Hard charger was Ian Mattson going plus 8, 17th to 9th. Following night, the IRA sprints were at the Plymouth Dirt Track. Quick time was Mike Reinke going at 11.539 seconds. For the main event, it was Jake Newman picking up the win. Bill Balog in second, Joel Myers Jr. in third, Travis Aarons in fourth, Scotty Thiel fifth. Hard charger was Brenham Crouch going plus 8, 15th to 7th. Following those events, the current IRA point standings, Brenham Crouch in first, Jordan Goldsberry in second, Travis Aarons in third, Russell Borland in fourth, Scotty Neitzel fifth. Next, we had the Fast on Dirt Series in action, August 26th at Lernerville. For the main event was AJ Flick picking up the win, Dale Blaney in second, Ryan Smith in third, Tim Schaefer in fourth, Matt Farnham, fifth. Hard charger was Ricky Peterson going plus 11, 19th to 8th. Next, the Fast and Dirt Series was in action at Wayne County Speedway on September 3rd. Finish for the night for the main event was Cap Henry picking up the win. Kyle Reinhardt in second. Tyler Gunn, third. Craig Kinzer, fourth. Ricky Peterson, fifth. I jumped one ahead. The prior night, Fast and Dirt Series was at Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania Motor Speedway on September 2nd. For the main event, it was Jordan Ryan picking up the win, AJ Flick second, Brandon Spithaler third, Trey Jacobs fourth, Mitch Harbel in fifth. Following those events, the current point standings for the Fast and Dirt Series, Brandon Spithaler in first, Ricky Peterson second, Jordan Ryan third, Danny Sams in fourth, Jeremy Weaver currently fifth in points. Next, we have the Power Eye Bandit Outlaw Sprints. They were in action September 2nd at Lake Ozark Speedway. For the main event, it was Ayrton Jennington picking up the win, Zach Hampton in second, Lachlan McHugh in third, Garrett Williamson fourth, Stephen Russell fifth. Next night, they were back at Lake Ozark Speedway on September 3rd for night two. For the main event, it was Kevin Thomas Jr. picking up the win, Blake Hahn in second, Garrett Williamson third, Zach Hampton in fourth, Lachlan McHugh fifth. Following the two nights for the Power Eye Bandit Outlaw Series. Our current point standings is Ayrton Jennington in first, Joe B. Miller in second, Xavier Doning in third, Garrett Williamson fourth, and Kyle Bellum currently fifth in points. Next up, we have the OVSCA Sprints. They were in action on September 3rd at 35 Raceway. For the main event was Jake Hessen picking up the win, Nathan Skaggs in second, Mike Keegan third, Keith Baxter in fourth, Corey Crabtree in fifth. Upon the event, the current point standings is Danny Smith in first, Brian Knuckles in second, Cole Duncan third, Keith Baxter fourth, Jake Hessen currently fifth in points. Next up, we have the NOSA Sprints. They were in action on September 1st at River Cities. For the main event, it was Brendan Mullen picking up the win, Austin Pierce in second, Jade Hastings in third, Mark Dobmeyer in fourth, Riley Goodenough in fifth. Following their event, their current point standings for the NOSA Sprints is Jade Hastings in first, Mark Dobmeyer in second, Brendan Mullen in third, Nick Omdahl in fourth, Blake Eaglin in fifth. For weekly race in action, we had Wayne County Speedway on August 26th. That night was Tyler Gunn picking up the win, Trey Jacobs in second, Tyler Street in third, Danny Mumaugh in fourth, Chris Myers fifth. That was their track champion night. Tyler Gunn picked up the track championship for Wayne County Speedway. Next, we have Williams Grove Speedway. They were in action on August 25th. That night, it was Brent Marks picking up the win, Dylan Norris in second, Lance DeWeese in third, Danny Dietrich in fourth, Troy Wagaman fifth. Williams Grove was back in action on September 1st. On that night, it was Brent Marks picking up the win, Anthony Macri in second, Danny Dietrich third, TJ Stetson fourth, Brian Brown fifth. We had Lernerville in action on August 26th. That night it was AJ Flick picking up the win, Dale Blaney in second, Ryan Smith third, Tim Schaefer fourth, Matt Farnham fifth. Then we had Knoxville in action on August 26th. For the main event, it was Aaron Reitzel picking up the win, Lachlan McHugh in second, Austin McCarl in third, Chase Randall in fourth, Brian Brown fifth. And we have 410s in action at BAPS on August 27th. It's Danny Dietrich picking up the win, Devin Borden in second, Mark Smith in third, Tim Buckwalter in fourth, Ryan Newton fifth. We had Sharon Speedway in action on August 30th. That night was Dave Blaney picking up the win, Dale Blaney in second, Brandon Spithaller in third, Carl Bowser in fourth, AJ Flick fifth. Then we had Lincoln Speedway in action on August 26th. For the main event was Chase Dietz picking up the win, Freddie Raymer in second, Brent Marks third, Danny Dietrich fourth, Justin Peck fifth. On September 2nd, 410's back in action at Lincoln for the kickoff to the Dirt Classic. That night for the main event was Freddie Raymer picking up the win, Brent Marks in second, Anthony Macri in third, Danny Dietrich in fourth, Justin Peck in fifth. Next night on September 3rd, Lincoln for the Dirt Classic, Brent Marks picking up the big win, Danny Dietrich in second, Troy Wagaman in third, Corey Elias in fourth, Justin Peck fifth. Next, we had Port Royal in action on September 2nd. It's Devin Borden picking up the win, Hunter Schoenberg second, Steve Buckwalter in third, Logan Wagner in fourth, TJ Stutz fifth. Then on September 4th at Port Royal for the Labor Day Classic, it was Dylan Cisney picking up the win, Anthony Macri in second, Brian Brown third, Gerard McIntyre fourth, Parker Price Miller fifth. Next, we had Sealands Grove in action on September 3rd. Brian Brown picking up the win, Dylan Cisney in second, Ryan Smith third, Lane Heimbach in fourth, Lucas Wolf fifth. Then we had Huset's in action on August 27th. Justin Henderson picking up the win, Skylar Prochaska in second, Mark Dobmeyer in third, Brooke Tatno in fourth, Tim Estensen fifth. Then we had Huset's back in action on September 2nd. That night was Chase Randall picking up the win, Scott Boguski in second, Justin Henderson third, Aaron Reitzel fourth, Brendan Mullen in fifth. Then Huset's in action again on September 3rd. That night it was Justin Henderson picking up the win, Scott Boguski in second, Dusty Zomer in third, Mark Dobmeyer in fourth, Caleb Johnson fifth. Moving on now to some 360 sprints. We had the ASCS sprints in action at Lakeside Speedway on August 25th. For the main event, it was Matt Covington picking up the win, Ayrton Jennington second, Wayne Johnson third, Landon Britton fourth, Jordan Mollett fifth. Hard charger was Miles Paulus going plus 6, 14th to 8th. The ASCS sprints moved on to Salina Speedway on August 28th. That night, it was Jason Martin picking up the win, Jordan Mollett in second, Wayne Johnson third, Matt Covington in fourth, Jeremy Campbell fifth. Hard charger was Howard Moore going plus 9, 22nd to 13th. ASCS sprints then moved on to Arrowhead Speedway on September 1st. That night was Landon Britt picking up the win, Jason Martin second, Sean McClellan in third, Alex Sewell in fourth, and Howard Moore fifth. Hard charger was Kyler Johnson going plus 11, 18th to 7th. Then the ASCS moved on to Longdale Speedway on September 2nd. That night was Jason Martin picking up the win, Matt Covington in second, Danny Wood in third, Brandon Anderson fourth, Landon Britt fifth. Hard charger was Brandon Anderson going plus 6, 10th to 4th. Following those events, the point standings for the ASCS sprints are currently Jason Martin in first, Matt Covington in second, Jordan Mollett in third, Howard Moore in fourth, Brandon Anderson, fifth. Next, we had the Empire Super Sprints in action, August 25th at Autodrome Granby. For the main event, it was Jeff Cook picking up the win, Jordan Poirier in second, Danny Varin third, Jason Barney in fourth, Matt Hanner fifth. Hard charger was Alan Downey going plus 7, 17th to 10th. Next night, August 26th, Empire Super Sprints were at Autodrome Drummond. For the main event, it was Matt Tanner picking up the win, Danny Varin in second, Sean Donath in third, Dylan Swernick in fourth, Jordan Poirier fifth. Hard charger was Danny Varin going plus 8, 10th to 2nd. Empire Super Sprints returned on September 1st to Brewerton. For the main event, it was Polycala Giovanni picking up the win, Jordan Thomas in second, Danny Varin in third, Jason Barney fourth, Larry White fifth. Hard charger was Larry White going plus 15, 20th to 5th. Empire Sprints then moved on to Fulton Speedway on September 2nd. That night was Jason Burney picking up the win. Danny Varin in second. Sean Donathan third. Dylan Smirnick fourth. Chuck Hebbing fifth. Hard charger was Danny Varin going plus eight, 10th to second. Following those events, the current point standings for the Empire Super Sprints is currently Jordan Poirier in first, Sean Donathan second, Jason Burney third, Dylan Smirnick in fourth, Jeff Cook fifth. Next, we have the USCS Sprints. They were in action on September 1st at I-75 Speedway. For the main event, it was Gavin Bichelle picking up the win, Jared Horseman in second, Hayden Martin in third, Chase Dunham fourth, Devin Doby fifth. Hard charger was Dale Howard going plus 13, 20th to 7th. The next night, they returned to I-75 for night 2 on September 2nd. For that night, the main event, Gavin Bichelle picked up second in a row, Terry Gray in second, Dale Howard in third, Jared Horseman fourth, Devin Doby in fifth. Hard charger was Devin Doby going plus 12, 17th to 5th. Then they moved on the next night, USCS Sprints to Talladega Short Track, September 3rd. For the main event was Gavin Bichelle picking up his third in a row, Dale Howard in second, Hayden Martin third, Terry Graham fourth, Tucker Bolton fifth. Hard charger was Sean Whippy, going plus 6, 20th, 14th. Following those events, the current point standings for the USCS Sprints: Terry Gray in first, Lance Moss in second, Jeff Willingham in third, Gavin Bichelle in fourth, Dale Howard currently fifth in points. Moving on now to non-wing results. We had the USAC National 410s in action at Kokomo Speedway on August 24th. That for the 3-day program for the SmackDown. So night 1, Robert Blue was quick time at 12.900 seconds. For the main event was Justin Grant picking up the win. Brady Bacon second, Robert Blue third, Carson Garrett fourth, Jaden Rogers fifth. Hard charger was Briggs Danner going plus 8, 16th to 8th. On August 25th for night 2 at Kokomo, quick time went to Ricky Lewis at 12.774 seconds. For the main event was Justin Grant picking up second in a row. Brady Bacon in second, Shane Cottle third, Jaden Rogers fourth, Kyle Cummins fifth. Hard charger was Shane Cottle going plus 18, 21st to 3rd. Then for night 3, the conclusion of the SmackDown at Kokomo for the USAC National 410s. Justin Grant picked up the win for his third in a row. Kyle Cummins in second. Logan Seavey in third. Brady Bacon fourth. Robert Blue fifth. Hard charger was Dazen Pursley, going plus 7, 20th to 13th. Following those night's events, current point standings for the USAC 410s, Brady Bacon currently first, Justin Grant in second, Emerson Axum in third, Kyle Cummins fourth, Jake Swanson currently fifth in points. Next, we have the Power Eye War Series. They were in action at Lake Ozark Speedway on September 2nd. Xavier Dunney picked up the win, Jack Wagner in second, Mario Clouser third, Caitlin Lear in fourth, Stephen Russell fifth. Power Eye War Series is back in action the next night, again at Lake Ozark Speedway for night 2. That night for the main event was Corey Schutte picking up the win, Xavier Dhoni in second, Jack Wagner third, Riley Kreisel in fourth, Stephen Russell fifth. Following the events for the Power Eye War Series, their current point standings: Jack Wagner in first, Xavier Dhoni in second, Corey Schutte in third, Wesley Smith in fourth, Samuel Wagner currently fifth in points. Next, we had the MSCS sprints in action on September 1st at Bloomington. For the main event, it was Chase Stockton picking up the win. Robert Blue in second, Jeff Ensign in third, Dazen Pursley in fourth, Chance Crum fifth. MSCS sprints then moved on to Tri-State Speedway on September 3rd. That night was Jaden Rogers picking up the win, Robert Blue in second, Dustin Beck in third, Carson Garrett fourth, Brady Bacon fifth. Next, we had the Extreme Outlaw Midget Series. They were in action alongside the Power Ride Midgets on August 25th at Davenport Speedway. That night was Zach Dawn picking up the win, Cannon McIntosh in second, Hayden Reinbold in third, Thomas Meserall fourth, Taylor Reimer fifth. Hard Charger was Zach Dom going plus 8, 9th to 1st. Next night, they were back at Davenport Speedway on August 26th. For the main event, it was Gavin Miller picking up the win, Ryan Timms in 2nd, Jade Avedisian in 3rd, Cannon McIntosh 4th, Zach Dom in 5th. Hard Charger was Gavin Miller going plus 10, 11th to 1st. Following those events, the current point standings for the Power Eye Midgets is Cannon McIntosh in first, Carter Sarf currently second, Corbin Ruschenberg in third, Gavin Miller fourth, Taylor Reimer fifth. The Extreme Outlaw Midget Series then moved on to Paragon on September 1st. That night was Zach Dom picking up the win, Gavin Miller second, Hayden Reinbold third, Chase McDermott, 4th. Taylor Reimer, 5th. Next night, back at Paragon, Extreme Outlaw Midget Series on September 2nd. For that night, for the main event, was Jade Avedisian picking up the win, Ryan Timms in 2nd, Zach Dom, 3rd, Cannon McIntosh in 4th, Chase McDermott, 5th. Following those events for the Extreme Outlaw Midget Series, current point standings are Cannon McIntosh in first, Jade Avedisian in second, Gavin Miller in third, Zach Dom in fourth, Chase McDermott currently fifth in points. Next, we had the USAC National Midgets. They were in action on September 3rd at Angel Park Speedway. Ryan Timms picked up the win that night, Gavin Miller in second, Jade Avedisian in third, Logan Seavey in fourth, Daniel Whitley fifth. Next night, the USAC National Midgets, again at Angel Park Speedway on September 4th. That night was Logan Seavey picking up the win, Jade Avedisian in second, Justin Grant third, Zach Dahm in fourth, Taylor Reimer, 5th. Following those events, the current point standings for the USAC National Midgets. Logan Seavey currently 1st, Justin Grant 2nd, Jade Avedisian in 3rd, Ryan Timms 4th, Bryant Wiedemann currently 5th in points. And to wrap things up for the results, we have the USAC Silver Crown cars. They were in action on August 27th. A Worldwide Technology Raceway. That night, it was Davey Hamilton Jr. picking up the win, Bobby Santos in second, Justin Grant third, Logan Seavey fourth, Derek Bishak fifth. Hard Charger was Justin Grant going 9th to 3rd. Then they moved on September 2nd, Silver Crown cars at DeCoin. That night was Justin Grant picking up the win, CJ Leary in second, Cody Swanson third, Shane Cockrum in fourth, Logan Seavey fifth. following those events for the USAC Silver Crown. Current point standings, Logan Sabian first, Cody Swanson second, Justin Grant third, Mario Clouser fourth, Taylor Ferns fifth. So those are the racing results over the last 2 weeks. Now we'll look to the calendar to see what events we have coming up over the next week. It's a little bit of a quieter schedule, but a lot of good racing action. We have the World of Outlaws in action September 7th, 8th, and 9th at Silver Dollar Speedway in Chico, California for the Gold Cup Race of Champions. Then we have the All-Star Circuit of Champions in action September 7th, 8th, and 9th at Port Royal Speedway for the Tuscarora 50. Next, we have the IRA Bumper to Bumper Series in action Friday, September 8th at Gondic Law Speedway in Superior, Wisconsin, and then Saturday, September 9th at Cedar Lake Speedway. Then we have the MOA Sprints in action Saturday, September 9th at Macon Speedway in Illinois. For the 410 weekly action, we have Attica Raceway Park on Friday, September 8th. And then Saturday, September 9th, will be Atomic Speedway. We have the AFCS Championship race Saturday, September 9th at Fremont. And then also on the 9th will be Sharon Speedway. Moving on to 360 sprints, we have the Great Lakes Super Sprints will be in action Saturday, September 9th at Hartford Speedway. The ASCS National Sprints will be in action Tuesday, September 12th at Clay County Fair Speedway. SCCT Sprint Car Challenge Tour will be in action as of this recording tonight, September 6th at Silver Dollar Speedway. And the Empire Super Sprints will be in action Saturday, September 9th at Weedsport Speedway. For the non-wing sprints, we have the USAC National 410s in action Thursday, September 7th at Devil's Bowl Speedway. And then for a two-night event, September 8th, September 9th, at Texarkana 67 Speedway. So that is the events over the next week. Again, as we get towards the end of the season, a little bit more of a thinned out week compared to what we've had, but a lot of good racing action over the next week there. World of Outlaws for that Gold Cup Race of Champions, obviously a big event there. The Tuscarora 50 for the All-Stars as well. We got some track championships in there, and also anticipate seeing the USAC 410s back out there as well. So with that, I'll go ahead and wrap up this week's episode of the podcast. As always, you can check us out on social media. You can find us on X or Twitter, whatever we're calling that nowadays, at Slider Insider PC. Again, that for Slider Insider Podcast. We're also on Facebook. Please like, follow, subscribe, recommend us, all those good things. Those are always free to do. For the podcast itself, we are on pretty much anywhere you find your favorite podcast. So Apple, Amazon, Spotify, iHeartRadio, all those places where you'd normally find your podcast, we should be there. So with that, we'll go ahead and wrap things up. As always, this has been the Slider Insider Sprint Car Racing Podcast. My name is Sean, and we'll see you next time.